This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In California, at least 14 people have died since brutal storms began last week, and more bad weather is ahead. Heavy rain, especially in Southern California, says the Weather Service. The AP's Donna Warder.
Authorities have issued an evacuation order for residents in the seaside community of Montecito, which experienced deadly mudslides 5 years ago. On Monday, a five-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters when his mother's truck became stranded in floodwaters near Paso Robles. Officials have called off that search because water levels are too high. In San Bruno, resident Monty Bolt tells TV station KGO that a huge tree from her yard crashed onto a neighbor's home and car. She says they're okay.
We didn't hear anything, but when we came out the next morning and our neighbors next door text us to say, you know, we've gone to our friends.
I'm Donna Warder.
The Justice Department is investigating the discovery of potentially classified documents in an old office space used by President Biden. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
According to the special counsel to the president, President Biden's personal attorneys were clearing out offices used by the Penn Biden Center, where he had worked between the end of his vice presidency in 2017 until he ran for president in 2020. The lawyers found in November a, quote, small number of documents with classified markings from the Obama-Biden administration in a locked closet and contacted the White House, which contacted the National Archives and Records Administration.
President Biden meets today in Mexico City with leaders of Mexico and Canada. They'll talk about migration, trade, and climate change. Number one, Georgia beat TCU to win the college football playoff national championship. This is AP News. House Republicans have passed their first bill. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The legislation cuts funding that was intended to bolster the IRS, and it hit a snag ahead of votes after the budget office announced, rather than save money, the bill would add $114 billion to the federal deficit. Still, it flew through on a party-line vote, 218 to 210. Representative Nicole Malliotakis, Republican from New York.
This is meant to nickel and dime, audit and harass America's small businesses and families who they know cannot afford the legal fees to fight this army.
This legislation will shield tax cheats at the expense of working families.
Congressman Earl Blumenauer, an Oregon Democrat.
It is misguided and misdirected and wrong.
However, the measure stands almost no chance in the Senate, controlled by Democrats. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.